9 minutes, Dade. Gail's back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The latest Exchequer figures for August contain mixed news for the government. Taxes collected by the state so far this year are 7.3% up on 2024. However, there was a significant fall in corporation tax last month, which dropped 43%. To discuss the figures and their significance ahead of the October budget, I'm joined now by Brendan Murphy, tax partner at Baker Tilly Ireland. Good morning, Brendan.
Morning, Gail. Thank you.
These returns for August show corporate or business tax fell by 43%, €2.1 billion last month compared to €3.7 billion last year. Why was there such a steep drop, and what does it tell us about reliance on this type of tax?
I think you really have to look at it year to date, because I suppose in July we were here in the same position where the corporation tax results were up almost €2 billion on 2024, and we were a little bit shocked by that as well. So this really is a reversal, I suppose, of what we've seen happen in July. When you strip out the Apple money, we're almost par with 24 overall on year to date. So it's really a case of looking at it on a year to date basis, and it probably shows reliance maybe on some large payers. Final balances of corporation tax are due by September. So perhaps some paid early last year in August, some paid even earlier this year in July. So it probably really shows a staff reliance on some key players. Once they make a big payment, it really can shift a month.
And has the uncertain global landscape over the past 12 months had much of an impact on corporation tax, or could we see any impact in the remaining months of the year, even after the budget?
I think your probably really first chance to see that is probably in November. Like if you think about it, this year's results to date are really based on 2024 financial results. Now in November, people pay their preliminary tax for the year ahead. So that's going to be a payment really for what they expect to have a financial result in 2025. So I think the earliest sign we'll see of that is probably November. So it's really too early to say yet with these results.
Sure. So what do last month's figures tell us about the current strength of the economy and the labour market, as well as consumer and business spending?
I suppose there's definitely confidence to get from the fact that when you do look at it on a year-to-date basis, we are on par with last year when you strip out even those one-off Apple money that came in at the start of the year. So to have that stability is definitely a strength. We definitely don't want to see a dip for any reason for off the back of perhaps the tariff discussion. But it does show, I suppose, a level of uncertainty as well. This fluctuation on a month-to-month basis is definitely going to be hard to plan expenditure, and we know that there's a big drive on expenditure at the moment, and expenditure has been up €6 billion year to date on last year, and obviously a lot of money got into housing and infrastructure. So I suppose the fluctuation is going to be hard to balance on a monthly basis, but at the same time there's definitely strength in the numbers. We are on par with last year, we are on par with what the forecasts were, so there's definitely strength to that.
And you touched on expenditure there, so spending was 7.8% higher. Now, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has consistently highlighted rapidly increasing spending as a concern for the public finances. What are your views on this ahead of the budget?
I suppose there's the two sides to it. Like the expenditure on the one-off capital expenditure on infrastructure is badly needed. We certainly need to invest in housing. We need to invest in infrastructure to help both our international and domestic businesses grow in the country, to allow them have better facilities. There needs to be spend on water, on the grid. So those things are all obviously very important, and we think we'll see hopefully the advantage of those in the long term once that spend is incurred. But obviously there is also that inflation spend, you know, social welfare has gone up, and that obviously has to be a concern, that we have to balance that, I suppose, recurring revenue as opposed to the one-off capital revenue, which is a one-off and people can budget that better. But when you see the increase in the year-to-year spend going up on that recurring revenue, that obviously there has to be a piece of work done to make sure we balance that with any potential drop in revenue.
Okay, Brendan Murphy, tax partner at Baker Tilly Ireland, thanks for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business in the next hour.